国体育会系の皆さん、
かかってきなさい。
熱血
ドドンパアクション。俺たちはガンスターヒーローだ。メガドライブからセガ。
This week in your parents' basement, we are running and gunning our way through enemies with a variety of different shots. From 1993, we're playing the cult classic Gunstar Heroes by Treasure for the Sega Genesis. I'm Steve Greenwell. With me is the co-star that loves wearing a casual spacesuit. It's Yule Hauser.
Is there a hero in the house?
And our other co-host, he loves stopping the Empire. It's Todd Brisket.
Urchin Force, Hypersonic Spin, Rush, and Roulette.
Oh, that sounds like a pun. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ybbpodcast.com/Discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. And as always, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link. You can find it right on the YBB homepage, ybbpodcast.com. And the click-through hero this week is Steve Greenwell for getting himself a laptop. So, just
nice.
Yep. You know, if that's who the hero is this week, then that's who it is. Just happens to be me.
You have to play the role you live.
Yes, exactly. This week, this week's game is Gunstar Heroes. Released in 1993, Gunstar Heroes is a wonderful little romp of a run-and-gun game. It's kind of like Contra, except way more colorful and for the Genesis. We decided on this game because, whew, boy, we had played some bad ones lately. And this game is known as a cult classic and one of the best games from the Genesis. Huel, I'm going to throw it to you first. Did you have any experience with this one?
I mean, you're right to ask, since I was a Genesis owner, but you fail to remember this is a good game. So I did not own this or play this as a kid.
And it's not product branded or celebrity endorsed either.
It's an original IP. It's not a food or celebrity endorsement. It's not a TV show. So no, this is not one I was familiar with. And it's one of those names you hear, and you hear it said as a good game. And yeah, this was a lot of fun, if not difficult. But it's a great little run and gun. You got two different styles to choose from. And it's interesting I call it run and gun, because only one of the two Gunstar heroes can actually run and gun at the same time, which is an odd choice. You have two different characters to pick from, the Gunstar twins. Yep. You have red and blue?
Gunstar red and Gunstar blue, yeah.
Yes, that was a good guess. And
it's like one a regular Ani.
Yeah, one can only shoot when standing still, and the other can shoot while he's running around. So my question is, why would you ever pick the one that can only shoot when standing still?
Well, the difference is he can shoot while standing still, but also maintain his gun's direction. So he can constantly be shooting at an angle. If you're the one that has free shot, then if you're shooting at an angle, you're running around and you're running past whatever you're shooting.
I see. I think I found that difficult during like that part in the first level where you're sliding down the mountain or whatever.
Sliding down the pyramid, yeah.
And you want pyramid. And you want to shoot diagonally left because that's where all the enemies are coming from. But as you do that, you're running that direction. So now I get it.
So and if you have fixed shot, that takes care of that situation.
That's why
right
I
there.
Had difficulty there. But I got past that. Did pretty good. Yeah, this is fun. It's extremely quick. Lots of enemies. But it's not like too overwhelming at times. It gets like just to the point of being like super overwhelmed with like just explosions and enemies and stuff, but it gets like right to that point where it doesn't like exceed it and make it like insanely hard, you know.
Yeah, this is not a Pascal's Pager game.
Yes, like, exactly.
Like or a backsack game. This is a game for normal sweet baby boys.
No, this is the kind of game where I call it like a perfect difficulty, the way they handle it,
right?
Where it's not punishing you, just unrelentlessly punishing you. If you will die in this game, it is challenging, But mm-hmm. when you do die, you know exactly what happened. You know, oh, you mistimed that jump or whatever it is. It's not just throwing all these enemies on you. There's a way to beat whatever's on screen.
Yeah, challenging is a good word for it. And that's the kind of game I like, where it's not difficult, it's challenging. Where you can learn it, you can get better at it, and your skills improve, just like learning the controls and the enemy patterns and stuff like that. And that's this kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, this was definitely a nice palate cleanse this week.
Yeah. Airplane's landing.
Oh, you can hear that.
That's the Gunstar ship descending.
Oh, yeah. Normally that is not heard when I'm using a microphone. So,
when you're landing your Cessna?
Well, you know.
During recording?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be concentrating on the runway first before recording today?
Listen, they're planes. They can only go down. Like, it's not like it's not like I got to tell them to stay up. Like, just find some ground and land. So,
just let nature take over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's isn't that Tinder's motto?
Just let nature take over.
No, find some ground and land.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, take the control stick.
I think all three of those work as good slogans for Tinder. And since we talked about planes landing just now, just a reminder that Top Gun has the video game has the most famous plane landing sequence, and it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is one I remember playing. But mm-hmm. how did you guys like Gunstar Heroes?
It's better than Top Gun. So
yes.
It's got that going for it. You know, there's just a lot of like to this game. Music's good. It's
got bright, colorful graphics, nice animations.
Yeah, yeah, it's easy to pick up and play. I was surprised this was a Genesis game. This feels like something you would play on the Super Nintendo.
It does. It has that Super Nintendo kind of stylized feeling that I don't want to say cartoony, but mm-hmm. yeah, that almost Nintendo feel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess it's maybe some of those bosses have that like 3D sprite mm-hmm. kind of look to them.
Yeah, the Vector Man feel.
Yeah, that was a kind of a Super Nintendo thing, I think, for a little bit there. Mm-hmm. Like Star Fox and whatnot. What do they call that? Vector rending or something?
Vector graphics?
Yeah. I just knew it used the Super FX chip.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
The Super FX chip.
Yeah.
Which I don't think this used anything like that, but it was rendered, some of the pixels were rendered in such a way that they looked a little 3D
mm-hmm.
on the old Genesis.
Yeah. Well, their games also have kind of a distinctive look to them. They also did... The developer Treasure also did Mischief Makers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which has that
the N64 classic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I played Ikaruga.
Ikaruga.
Ikarumba.
Ikaruga.
Herzog. Two.
But yeah, basically just a bunch of different bright, colorful games. So they did some Bleach ports, which I understand is an anime of some sort.
What is it called?
Bleach.
Bleach.
Yeah, Bleach. It's the anime about a guy that fights ghosts or something like that.
Okay.
He's got a huge sword and huge hair.
Oh, I always thought it was an anime adaptation of Nirvana's debut album. I guess I was mistaken all these years.
Mm. Oh, boy.
I love having that drop back. One unique thing I liked about this game was the bosses do not have a life bar. They just have a number that they start with.
Yeah,
and it goes down
Yeah.
Yeah,
same for your heroes. Your Gunstar Heroes said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
No bars, no guessing. You know exactly how much is left.
Yeah, yeah. as my love of Fallout and Skyrim and other games show, I like, oh, and Borderlands, I like when you shoot your weapon and numbers pop up on the screen. So
yeah, that is fun.
But yeah, this was a splendid game. Todd, how about you? You got any?
Oh yeah. This is my first time playing it this week, and I gotta say, very delighted with this game. This is good Contra.
Oh, yikes!
Wow,
I'm putting Contra on blast. This is good Contra. This is a fun one.
Shots fired. Did you not like Contra when we played it? I thought you liked that game.
It was a Nintendo game that people played, and I played it.
Contra's super fun, man.
Yeah,
I don't know. I might have to listen to that episode again.
Yeah,
but anyway, I enjoy this one more than Contra.
Oh, I mean, in Contra's defense, it came out in 1987, so that was 6 years before this one.
It's a good point, and also a full generation of console previous.
Mm-hmm.
One of the enhancements this game has over Contra is the weapons. You get a variety of weapons. Mm-hmm. They each have their own powers.
Touched on that.
The basic four weapons are the Force Blaster machine gun. I don't have a list handy, so I'm just going off the top of my head.
There's got it if you need it.
A flamethrower.
Yes, fire.
The fire, yeah. A homing gun that shoots out these slow green triangles that chase the enemies.
That is the chaser.
The chaser. And lightning, which is actually a laser.
Yeah, I hated that one.
Yeah, so those are, you know, just the basic four weapons, but you can pick up a secondary of another type or the same one.
This is the key, yes.
And it combines their powers. So there's,
I love this.
So there's like however many 16 total different weapons you have in the game just based on the combination of weapons you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's listing 10.
It could be 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you...
I don't know if it's which weird combo formula that is.
Well, it could be because if you pick up two of the same weapon, I don't think it changes the weapon. It makes it
bigger. It engorges it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's... It embiggens the noble soul. So I don't know if that counts as a different weapon type. It just makes it bigger.
Looking at the manual, not to spoil anything, it does list out the different combinations, and it specifically lists out combining the same thing as making them a different weapon.
Yeah,
like lightning plus lightning is called the Mega Bolt.
The Mega Bolt. The lightning is your least favorite weapon, but when you combine it with the homing, it makes the best weapon in the entire game. Which is, you just hold down the button anywhere on the screen, and that lightning is locked on to any enemy on the screen. You don't have to aim at all. You just hold down the button.
You're talking about the Chaser plus lightning?
Yeah, the Chaser plus lightning.
Yeah, that is named Chaser Lightning.
Very, very good.
Mm, yes.
Mm. Yeah, good naming scheme here.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
I feel like I didn't get to that combo. The combo that I loved was, one second, the fire plus force, which made this like exploding circle of fire that just went like all over the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of fun using that one. That is called the...
Ring of Fire?
This is hard to read. Exploding Fireball.
Ah. Sorry.
These aren't listed in any particular order, so
it takes me
a second to find the right one.
We can jump ahead a little bit here. Huel, what do you think of this manual?
Well, I was not pulling for anything like that, but this is interesting. The only one I could find, which may be the only one in existence, is the EU version of the manual,
mm-hmm.
which has 8 different languages.
But
they're not in 8 different sections. They're all intertwined page by page. So like the first page or whatever, like let's just start with the story. It has English in one column and then 3 more columns of 3 other languages. We got like Spanish, German, whatever else, Portuguese, I don't know. Then the next page.
Whatever they speak over there.
Then the next page is four more columns with four other different languages. So if you're trying to read the story in English, you read one little part of the first page, go to the next page, nothing there, go to the third page, then you pick the story back up. So the layout of this is completely insane. Like, I get trying to get all the languages in there. I'm not some crazy xenophobe, but put them in different sections like any other manual that does the same thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that, to have them all intertwined like this makes it very hard to read. And just find the thing that you want, because you're just paging through. This whole thing's 51 pages.
Oh.
Like, for this run-and-gun, fun, arcade-ish kind of game. Like, So other than that, it tells you what the pickups do. It tells you the combos. It tells you some fun little controls and stuff. There's a few, like, sprite screenshots, no real artwork. It's got a bit of the story in the beginning. We can get to the story after this, but it's a pretty just generic superhero kind of story. But another odd tidbit, lots of epilepsy warnings, like more than normal games. They're like really like, hey, do not play this if you have any kind of epileptic tendencies. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I was just going to say, maybe it's after the Pokemon TV show, but no, that was 97. Yeah, that was 93. Much later. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're really laying into it. Like, there's a lot of flashing stuff going on here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it was like just one block of language at a time, it would probably be higher, but I got to bring it down. There's also really nothing special besides just like telling you the combos and stuff. So, unfortunately, I have to go 2 out of 5 Mario 2s for the Gunstar Heroes manual.
Hmm. That's a very sad compared to the game.
Yeah. It's disappointing because it's a fun game and it could have like a fun, colorful artwork kind of manual, but it feels like they cut corners and just shoved all the languages into one and threw it out there, you know?
Yeah. Well, but before we get to Todd's feature, I just wanted to bring people up to speed since we've mentioned it before. Pokemon, the TV series, is now in season 20.
Oh.
So
it's, that's less than I thought it would be.
I forgot it existed again until just looking it up right now. So
yeah, I guess if you said it was 97, yeah, it's 20 years, so that's pretty nuts.
It's trying to beat out The Simpsons, apparently.
That is their goal.
Because also, apparently, there is season 20 has 58 episodes.
What the hell?
So, yeah.
Good I guess time. They could have more seasons if they did like a normal 20X kind of structure, but 58. Jesus.
Yeah, this is but Todd, just to ask you, I just wanted to know how many DuckTales Gunstar Heroes.
Just curious, right? Yeah.
Yeah. as just, people
just
may...
a little Nazi, I wanna know.
Nasty.
Nasty. Yeah. Nazi.
That's what I heard. I wanted to correct that. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Oh, I said Nazi.
No. Oh,
so that's like a British guy saying Nazi. Okay.
Like aluminium.
Nazis.
The Nazis.
What's that old Hitler up to today?
He's a pretty bad fellow. Not right in the head, that one. It's kind of more Aussie.
Proper dad.
Oh, that Hitler guy.
Not right in the head, that.
That bloke, that Hitler bloke. Was that nice Nazis doing today?
Not quite sure about that fellow. Anyway.
Yes, Todd.
All right, so the DuckTales skill has two primary factors, those being nostalgia and replayability. Nostalgia. I don't really have any nostalgia for this game at all. Just due to the fact that this is my first time playing it this week. It's no nostalgia for me. I'm sure for a lot of the people, this one's going to pop up in people's Google alerts for Gunstar Heroes this week. They're going to listen to this episode, and they love it. This is a supreme cult classic. But unfortunately, I have no nostalgia for it. So sorry about that. Replayability. it's pretty high. It's a fun little shooter. You got different strategies you can take. You can play two players.
We haven't even said that yet. Yeah,
that is great. It's got a lot going on there for a run and gun of the era. So replayability is pretty high. Pretty impressive. Okay, calculating those together, I would put Gunstar Heroes for the Sega Genesis at a 0.31 DuckTales.
Oh my god.
I 0.35.
Oh, he was so close.
Honing in on this.
Disappointed.
That is
I had that queued up for your manual review, but didn't play.
Oh. That sucks. Well, I am slightly disappointed that I was so close to getting it. The DuckTales scale. Todd, do you recall what we discussed last week about the DuckTales scale?
No.
You'd said to me you would find the exact middle of the DuckTales scale because we had a little discussion on halfway.
Oh, yeah.
With the half scale. Are you still deep in your charts?
With this game, this new game that came in, it kind of puts a little weight on the scale. It shifts it around a little bit.
Okay. So that means you need to recalculate or...
Yeah, I have to do some recalculations.
You're just not quite there yet? Okay, I get it. Yeah. Okay, just want to make sure.
But, you know, it's on the scale, 0.31 is pretty impressive. That's like almost half.
So that's almost half now. Okay. Because you said 0.29 was almost half last week.
Yeah.
So they're both almost half. So they're
almost right in the middle there.
We're honing in on it. Okay. Got it. Just trying to keep track here.
The Herzog calibration.
Ooh.
So Gunstar Heroes, good game. It's very solid. It's definitely the best that has had a rating. So for this, it is Herzog 9.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
9. So
and where does that land on the
Oh, that's a 9.
Oh.
Out of a possible 10.
Herzog no.
So yeah.
That's a big Herzog yes.
Ho. Herzog 9. That is definitely the highest. Very high.
It's quite the solid game. So, yeah. Excellent. I mean, I think we're all chopping carrots for the same stew here. I think we all like it pretty good.
Maybe we got a stew going.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not much to... I don't know. I didn't really have a ton more to say about this one. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to share about this?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the bosses a little bit. They have excellent names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not find them.
They have excellent boss names. I have the whole list. There's a lot of bosses in this game, but I'll just hit some of the highlights in the boss names, and starting from the beginning of the game, going to the end. So the first boss you ever fight in this game is called Papaya Dance.
Huh.
That's
remind me again what that one does.
That's the plant that shoots out the worms.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. Because I did get to that. I got to the end of the first level. We didn't even really talk about how far we got. I got to the end of that first level. You can pick the different levels. It's like non-linear.
Yeah.
Could not beat the last boss, so then I tried like a few of the others. Like I said, it's difficult. If I concentrated a little harder, played a little longer, probably could have done it.
Yep.
But sorry, Todd, please continue.
So another boss you probably faced in that first stage, Bravo Man.
Bravo. I've never seen that.
Bravo.
You got Pinky Rotor.
Yes.
another boss is actually a collection of 7 bosses named the 7 Force. And you have Soldier Force, Tails Force, Tiger Force, Urchin Force, Crab Force, and Eagle Force, and Blaster Force.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
You got Swappin' Rig. Valvalian. Valvalian, shoot his head, is what it says here.
Oh. It's a common tactic, but...
good tip.
Glad they pointed it out.
Timuron. I think that's the meerkat from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melon Moss bread.
And Timuron.
Melon bread.
Melon bread?
Yep. Huh. Curry and rice. That is just a giant blob of curry and rice that you fight.
A lot of food bosses here.
Yeah. Super Gondola.
Whoa.
Does he come out of the canals of Venice to attack you? Or
he's wearing a red striped shirt and he has a beret and a giant stick.
Sings to you.
He sings to you. We got Black Beat Stepper.
Oh, oh boy.
Not too sure about that one.
The Final Great Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Smash Daisaku, who is the M. Bison ripoff character.
Yes.
Duck Battalion.
Oh.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Pink Lobster.
Okay.
Black Fly. Right. And Golden Silver. That's the last one I'll touch on there.
Yeah, Golden Silver is the big bad of this game.
Mm-hmm.
He is the robot that was created many, many years ago. So yeah, let's dive into the plot I alluded to a little bit about the manual.
Take it away.
So Gunstar 9 is the planet to the Gunstar family, which seems very pretentious. Gunstar 9. Professor White Gunstar is your father of these twin red and blue Gunstars. There was a robot named Golden Silver, which came and tried to blow up Gunstar 9 for some reason. So Professor White, your dad, beat him many years ago and extracted the four famous mystical gems, which were the robot's power source, and then imprisoned the robot himself on one of the moons of Gunstar 9.
He just sounds like a bad dude.
Yeah.
What's this guy doing?
He's trying to suck the resources out of Gunstar 9, so who knows why. So now, Colonel Red, which I think is the M. Bison ripoff.
Yeah, Smash Daisaku.
Yeah, the English name Colonel Red, a vicious dictator and a very bad dresser, found out that the Gunstars knew the location of the mystical gems. One day, the Colonel kidnapped the Gunstar twins' older brother, Green, and used a mind control machine to make Green obey his orders. So I'm sure he's another one of the bosses that you listed, but I don't know which one it could be. Yeah,
he's actually the one right before Gold and Silver.
Okay. So Colonel Red is trying to find all the four gems, which are the four different levels that you can select. I think at the end boss of each level has one of the gems. And then he's going to find those gems, plug them back into Gold and Silver, and reactivate them to Smash Face. So yeah, you're just trying to prevent this robot from getting reactivated. And it sounds a lot like the plot of Infinity War. Trying to get those gems together and become all-powerful.
So, I was going to say, do you think they stole it from Gunstar Heroes? But then I remembered that Infinity War is, in fact, a comic book first. So,
yeah, but that comic book could have stolen it from Gunstar Heroes. I don't know when it came out. They don't put years on those things. It's all a mystery.
Good point.
Some research I could have easily done, which I did not.
Well, I did a tiny bit of research for this one.
Oh, my.
And by that, I mean I read the Wikipedia page, and also I did a little bit of research on where is it now. Because of its popularity, Gunstar Heroes has been re-released a couple of different times on the PlayStation 2 in 2005, on the Wii, PSN, and Live Arcade in 2009, and on the 3DS in 2015. There is one fun fact about the game on Wikipedia that I will read for you right now. According to former Sega of America producer Mac Senor, Treasure's Gunstar Heroes was rejected by 12 of Sega's producers and associate producers, primarily because of its small sprites, before he decided to pick it up and get the game released. He also revealed that he made, quote, only one real change. There's a boss in a military uniform, and in the original version, he was Hitler. I asked them to remove the mustache or change the character.
Huh.
So originally, this game had you shooting Hitler.
I'm guessing that was Smash Daisaku. Maybe his original artwork was more nasty-esque.
Which boss was this? Or was this a red? Yeah, what you
thinking? It's
Dice?
Just red, big red. He's Colonel Red.
What's his name in Japan?
Smash Daisaku.
Smash Daisaku. Yeah, this Colonel Red guy. Maybe that was Hitler, because he kind of looks. There's a picture of him in the manual. I can see putting a mustache on him, and maybe that could work. Wow. And then they probably just changed his color palette to red and tried to cover that up. That's pretty good.
Well, I cannot find what the boss was, that what it was originally called, or unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. That is
hilarious. I also could not find sales figures for this game, but it did not sell a million copies, according to the internet. As a result, it goes for a premium now. The loose cart is $45, with the box and manual upping the price to $97.
That is pricey.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, this is a fun one. So definitely play it. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to share about this one?
No.
all right then. Huel, how about you?
I thought it was fun that when they renamed everything for English, they just gave everything color names.
Mm-hmm.
You got Colonel Red and Gold and Silver and all that stuff. So that was pretty fun. Your brother's name is Green. It's like, were they trying, or they just wanted to theme? Like,
that's where Quentin Tarantino got his idea for Reservoir Dogs.
That's true. So there is a connection between Infinity War and Reservoir Dogs, and we found it.
I didn't realize there was so much IP mining in this game.
It's true. This was a gold mine of IP.
Mm. I do love me some hot IP. Now, Todd, I do understand there is one more segment you wanted to do before we moved on to emails.
Sure. Yes, there is one more segment here I would like to do. So we all enjoyed this game pretty good. It was, I think we all gave it some good ratings, some good reviews here. But mm-hmm. I do have a reason why Gunstar Heroes for the Sega Genesis is the most best game of all time. And this one is titled My Childhood Game, and it's by Vinny, and it was written in July of 2003.
Ah.
And Vinny wrote, I remember back when I had a Sega, I loved many games, Sonic 2, General Chaos, and many others. But there was one game that I loved more than ever, and that was Gunstar Heroes. Sega had an offer going. If you bought a certain number of games, you got one free. I bought some games then for the free one, and they all were not good. So I'd give this one a try. It turned into my favorite game ever. This is the most fun you will have playing a Sega game. Some parts are very challenging, and even when you beat it, you'll play it over and over again. Gaming companies today are all about graphics and detail and all this other stuff. What happened to making a game not based on how real it looks, but on fun? This game is the definition of fun. Actually, I went out and bought a Sega Genesis just to play this game again. If only games today could be as fun as the NES, Super NES, and Sega. 5 stars.
Wow.
Sounds like that guy's giving it one ducktail for both nostalgia and replayability.
It is his childhood game.
Mm. Yes.
He'd probably have his own scale, like one Gunstar Hero or something like that.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's probably what he'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Actually, now that I think about it, his scale is probably on a scale of 0 to 2. Like this,
yeah, because you have two Gunstar Heroes.
You got twins.
You got Gunstar Blue, Gunstar Red.
Yeah, this one.
Gunstar Green, Gunstar White.
Yeah, this would definitely get two Gunstar Heroes.
According to him.
Mm-hmm.
What was their name again?
Vinny.
Thanks, Vinny.
Yeah.
And also, this was written in 2003. So this game was closer. Another way. When he wrote this review, it was closer in time to the game being released than we are now when he wrote the review. That's crazy, man. The time difference.
Whoa.
The time. How does it work?
I don't know.
What is Vinny doing today?
Playing some Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah.
I bet, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we should move along to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you receive any emails?
Oh, I did. I got an email and they wrote, "Dear YPB, do huge celebs get absolutely whatever they want?"
Whoa.
I noticed that bigger celebs get anything they want so easily and without hesitation. How is all that possible and legal? And that was from CliffyB@Hotmail.com.
Cliffy B.
Cliff B.
Huh. Is it possible or legal? That was their question?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I don't think they're breaking any laws. I mean, if they're just given stuff, it's not really against the law.
Hmm.
You know? I could give you a firm handshake. That's not against the law.
Yeah, go with God.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, they're popular. People want celebrities to like them, so they give them free things.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out what this has to do with video games.
That is a great question. I was wondering that myself.
Yeah, it's a good follow-up ask.
I mean, maybe the celebrity they're thinking of is Shigeru Miyamoto. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he gets lots of free stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's talking about celebrities get all the video games they want.
Oh.
So easily. Or maybe. Without hesitation.
Maybe he's talking about Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. Maybe those are the celebrities he's thinking of.
Yeah. You know, did you know when Bob Hoskins passed away, when they were lowering the coffin in, it was filled to the brim with Super Mario Brothers 3 cartridges?
I heard... I heard when they lowered the coffin, it made the sound that it makes when you go down the pipe in Super Mario.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Wow. You guys have been going to your Second City classes, haven't you?
Had some workshops. I've had some workshops.
Yeah, that was some good work right there. Oh, boy. Huel, did you get any emails this week?
There's an email I got, and here it is. "Dear YPB, great show last week. You got to cover not one, but two Hall of Fame baseballers' games. What a thrill it must have been to become them, to step into their skin, to hear the cheers for you, and only you, basking in it, knowing the crowd loves you. The crowd would do anything for you, anything you ask. If only you'd ask. That's all it would take. All it would take to make all your dreams come true, no matter how light or how dark. Anyway, it made me wonder, what sports star would you base a game off of? And that was from ronmexico@aol.com.
Oh, I thought that was going to be for President Donnie.
Oh, no. Donnie's beloved by all.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what it feels like.
Donnie's a phone guy. He's not much of a writer. Yeah.
Donnie's got no time to jot an email out.
Yeah.
He's 140 characters or less kind of guy.
Yeah. Always using his thumbs for them tweets. Yeah,
exactly. Those pudgy little thumbs.
Yes, hello. YBB boys. It's your pal, Donnie.
Yep. Donnie's famous catchphrase, yes, hello.
What?
Donnie. Otherwise known as.
He's called so many times.
Yeah.
It's your pal, the Prez again.
I think we're about due for one. As far as I'm concerned.
It's always good to hear from him.
Don't know what he's up to.
Oh, he's been busy lately, let me tell you.
There's no way to know.
So what was the ask?
What sports star would you base a game off of?
Oh, yes.
Presumably one that hasn't been done already. So no Frank Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sorry,
this is a tough question for me.
Yeah, there's so many to choose from.
The big hurt.
Oh, what a shame. I mean, that wasn't part of the email. It was just kind of something I threw in, but...
I would, I don't know if they count as sports, stars, but I would, my choices would be, Vic Romano, Kenny Blankenship, Captain Tennille, and Guy LaDouche.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
We need an MXC video game.
Okay. Presumably you would be playing as the announcers. Is that your angle here?
I just want their commentary and I'm you play as the contestants.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Although so
you're just jonesing for that MXC game.
Yes. And really, like, you could play it straight, but probably the main appeal of the game is that the fact that you could just make the contestants like screw up constantly.
That's cool. That could be fun.
It's like how many people played The Sims as a death simulator instead of how it was actually meant to be as a life simulator.
That's not a bad idea. Like, you build courses and see if like the AI controlled contestants can get through them.
Oh, I like that.
That's pretty cool. Like, yeah, an almost Lemmings / Sims kind of combo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Delete this.
And of course, all the side characters. Danny Glanz.
Yep.
Chief Auto Parts.
Exactly.
The Brown Spider. Herbie the Steamy Pile.
The Teabagger. The Green Teabagger, right?
Green Teabagger.
Yeah. Of course, the Diddler, who's a character exclusive to the game, Little Man in the Boat. Yeah, I forgot that they had a lot of seasons and a lot of different things on that show.
Tons of things.
Yeah. Do you guys have answers or?
I did. My choice was Paul O'Neill, and the object of this game is you're being chased by Jacuzzi Pete through the streets of New York,
and you have
to try to avoid him. It's almost like a reverse Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm. You could get Andy Rooney would give you power-ups.
Yeah, exactly. If you find Andy Rooney, yeah, he gives you upgrades.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question. So, do you win the game by finding Paul O'Neill or by finding a rotary phone?
No, you are Paul O'Neill.
Oh,
because he's the cover athlete.
Oh, I
and
got
you're,
it.
You're being chased.
Okay.
You're trying to avoid Jacuzzi Pete.
Maybe that can be it then. You have to reach a rotary phone at the end of the stage and call for help.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the flag at the end of Mario Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
Call for
help. I like it.
Todd, did you have a choice?
the good sports, the popular sports folks all have their own games going right now. Okay. But I would like to see a modern version of a game starring Dennis Rodman, where all you do is have to do negotiations with other countries.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like Crusader Kings. You're brokering deals with other countries to overtake them.
Yeah. When is the Rodman DLC going to come out for Crusader Kings 2?
Good ask. I'm sure it's in the works.
I thought you were going to go in a different direction and say that there should be a Dennis Rodman game like those old school Barbie games where all you would do is dress up Barbie
paint some makeup on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like that none of the three of us picked an actual sports game, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's everyone knows that most sports games with sports stars are not that great. So
no, we're breaking the mold.
Yeah, like Charles Barkley, Shut Up and Jam is not as good as the Charles Barkley RPG. So
right,
Shut Up and Jam Guide In.
Or, as we're all familiar with, Scottie Pippen's Puzzle Challenge. The greatest puzzle collection game known to man.
Oh, yes, yes. The thing is, though, that only exists in our imaginations, whereas Charles Barkley, Shut Up and Jam, Guide In is a real game. So,
well, they're both real, Steve. I don't know why you had to try to make that weird distinction, but...
True, true. Well, I did not have new news this week because I received an email.
Oh.
Dear sweet baby boys, I hope you're enjoying the microphone that I gifted on a certain Steve Greenwell. I was just wondering, what's the best video game that you ever got as a gift? I know that this will be a depressing ask for Huel, but still, I need to know. Sincerely, Mike Deeney. And yes, Mike Deeney saw him at two different cookouts over the past couple weeks. And yes, he gifted me a microphone. Now that he's busy with his baby.
Look at all these cookouts.
Mm-hmm.
So humble brags. My God.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's just nice to have a sweet baby boy beer. I'm having one tonight, a strawberry blonde, and that's what I was having at these cookouts. A nice UFO.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my favorite things is going to eat other people's food. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, brought some buffalo chicken salad. It was delicious.
Very nice.
Yeah. But what's the best video game you ever got as a gift?
Boy, one immediately pops to mind, and I'm sure we were all in the same boat. You really only get games when you're a kid for like birthday and Christmas. Like it's a barren wasteland. Other than that, so you got to make it count, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one I distinctly remember getting was from my grandmother, and it was Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Remember unwrapping that one on Christmas. I get that one. And that is a fantastic game.
See, that makes sense to me because you said you got it from your grandmother.
Yeah. So it's probably just a very specific request. Mm-hmm. Like just get this. Don't try to get some branded content. Just
yeah.
Just give me this one.
Was it mostly your parents that gave you the iffier games, or are we talking aunts and uncles too?
I mean, I don't know what you consider iffy. it's hard to tell. So they're probably ones I asked for, to be honest. So I don't really know.
Ah, gotcha. Todd, how about you?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't actually receive many video games as gifts because I worked hard for my money. I mowed the lawn. I put my chores in, got my allowance, saved up for 6 months worth of allowance and chores to buy one game myself.
So I didn't get many video game gifts. Yes, I'm sorry.
You didn't rely on handouts from the man.
I did receive a video game gift from my own grandma one time, and it was a little jam. Called a Game Boy with Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Oh,
and I played the hell out of that one.
Very nice.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, future uh, future YPB podcast subject, Link's Awakening. Because we're definitely going to play that one at some point.
Yep. I would like to.
That is one we will play.
Oh.
It's down the line. Probably for our 300th episode.
I thought we were going to do it for, like, you know, in the next month or two. But maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah, you never know.
Anyways. Oh, my game is a little game called Chrono Trigger.
Oh, which, nice which, gift.
Yeah, which Todd, I'm sure, is very aware of. And Huel has heard the name.
I have heard it.
I spent my hard-earned childhood money on that one.
Mm. See, instead, I was just getting handouts. That's what I was doing.
Oh, constantly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did no work as a child. But, Teeb, did you just try to find, like, the longest, deepest, most story-driven games to get your money's worth?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to waste your money on some no. little farce. You want to.
It's a horrible
feeling. You want to go through a deep, story-driven experience. You want emotion.
Get those
you
months.
You want to get your money's worth.
Because it'll be months mm-hmm. before the next one. So you better make it count.
So on that note, let's move right along to Todd. Did you receive any asks this week?
Yeah, we do have somebody that needs help this week. So let us ask the sweet boys. Right, send in all your asks to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com, and we will keep it anonymous. This one, I don't know if you'll need a bleeper or not in post, but I'll read it and see how it goes. Okay, and this one is titled, "If a woman won't marry a man because he doesn't have a decent, stable, paying job, etc., then why should I marry her if she not a virgin?"
Oh boy.
And the specific ask text is
there's more.
Oh, there's more.
And
but wait.
And have a real authentic hymen intact? Sure, there are many ways to lose your hymen, but it's still the only evidence of a virgin girl. Women will reject a man just because he doesn't have a decent, stable-paying job, or is not 6 foot tall, doesn't have a dick size bigger than 7 inch, etc. Or isn't this, and that on their list of high, unrealistic standards, demands, expectations? How is that any different from a man who meets all these women's requirements, rejecting her just because she is not a virgin with a real, authentic, intact hymen?
Real and authentic, both.
Except no substitute.
Can I rewind a little bit? Did he say they'll reject a man if he has... Hold on. Can you read that list again? Especially the member part of it? Because I think it's the opposite of what he was
reject
trying to
say. Reject a man just because he doesn't have a decent, stable-paying job, or is not 6 foot tall, doesn't have a D size bigger than 7 inch.
Okay, so they'll reject him if he doesn't have one bigger than 7. Okay, yeah. I think that's the right... Okay. It really didn't sound like that the first time. I thought they said they'd reject them if they do have one bigger than 7. Okay. And that's why I was laughing so hard. Not to mention the authentic and intact. Okay.
Well, you know what women are doing nowadays? You know how they're getting implants to kind of fake out everything? They're getting the Botox treatments. They're being fakes. Yeah, they're getting restorative surgeries in the area.
Down below. Okay.
Down in the area, yeah.
Sewing it back up.
And that's not a real authentic, intact one.
intact. Yeah. So yeah, I think this anonymous emailer is just maybe experiencing some double standards. He's getting upset. Wow. So the real question is, why can he be rejected for one thing, but he's judged for rejecting a woman for a different thing, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay. So what I would say to you, sir, is you have to hold yourself to the same standards that you're looking at in others. So you need to get yourself an intact hymen, and then maybe that will let you level with these other women that you're looking for, and that'll show your dedication. And that'll just show you're real. You're really committed to this. So I think that's your step. That's your next step. So good luck, sir.
Wow.
Thoughts? Anyone else?
I think he should just focus on men because most of them still have their behind in. So
right. Okay.
Then he can. That's true and intact and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Except no substitutes.
No. Why would you?
Mm-hmm.
That was a doozy.
Yeah. Now well,
if we're finished with that, folks.
Yes, I do have a note in my program here.
I this week received an ask.
Ooh.
That I would like to read as well. So this writer did keep it anonymous, possibly to save themselves some embarrassment. Mm-hmm. And this is what they wrote. Who the hell is Drake? I think he's a rapping fellow, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And that's what they asked.
Wow.
Mm. That's an excellent ask.
Do you guys,
I don't know who Drake is either.
Have you guys heard of this guy, Drake? Like the...
Yeah, he is the heiress. Well, heiress. I guess he would be the heir.
Yeah.
Of the confectionery company's fortune. Right.
The coffee cake mogul.
Yes.
Ah.
Okay. That's how he gets all that money to sit courtside, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I figured he was one of those Kardashians or something.
Mm.
He's got that funny bone money.
Funny bone?
Yeah, funny bones.
Oh, another Drake's product?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know. I only really know the coffee cake. I think they make like weird little cupcakes or something, right?
This sounds like some New England thing because I have no idea what these are.
Oh, Drake's coffee cake?
Well, yeah, Drake's, I think, is a New England company. No, Funny Bones are chocolate. They're like chocolate eclair-looking things filled with peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Actually, Swiss cake rolls. That's what I'm thinking of. They're like a Swiss cake roll with peanut butter on the inside.
Oh, I just looked it up. It looks like a Little Debbie ripoff company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they are. Okay.
Coffee cakes, devil dogs, funny bones, ring dings.
I've seen these. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Drake's cakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's probably where the writer heard of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Drake, besides being an heir to this fortune, is also not always successful with ladies.
Oh, how do you know?
He sometimes takes some L's, I've heard, and then does his rapping music about it.
So he is a rapping fellow.
Yes, he is multi-talented.
Okay, so he.
Oh, he's like the Justin Timberlake of today.
Yes.
So he creates desserts and does rappings.
Yes, he does both of those things. Sometimes he even acted in the past in Canada.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yes, he's very talented.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, I really hope that helped.
Fudge dipped devil dogs, devil dogs, ring dings, yodels, Yankee doodles, funny bones, coffee cakes, pies, honey buns, and Donuts Delights.
Yeah, you just ran through the whole product line.
Hmm.
No more lists.
Funny bones. Coffee cake.
Ah. Well.
Yep.
I'm glad we could help two people tonight.
Yeah, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's good to have high expectations.
Not sure we helped that first guy, but hopefully he's okay. Hopefully he calms down a little
Listen,
bit.
Listen, I don't know if I feel comfortable helping a guy find some hymens.
I'd rather him just be a little less angry.
Yeah. How about you go read a book? maybe play a video game like Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah.
Bring it around.
Make you forget all about those hymens.
Tell you what, play more video games. You'll never encounter one. your life will be better.
Sad yet true. So, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say before we signed off here?
Sure. The Empire Army is attacking the natives. Save them.
Huel, how about you here?
Sometime in the future, somewhere not too far from where you live, an amazing adventure takes place.
Ooh. Manual talk?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. And on that note, here's a little stifferoo from next week's episode.
All right, that's the last of the Reese's Pieces.
Good. Now we wait.
Peter? Ooh, a piece of candy. 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 Ooh, a piece of candy.
Man, I hope that's James Woods, because if it's me under there again, I'm going to be really pissed off. It's good to have you back in that spot, Brian.
It's good to be back, Peter. By the way, what'd you end up doing with James Woods?
Don't worry, Brian. He's being examined by top men.
Who?
Top men.